Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on Relevant Radio or watching us through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm Father Brian Belange, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. For the cure of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes and attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day and for your Sunday obligation. And today is the memorial of Saint Scholastica. Here is a wise virgin whom the Lord found watching when they took up their lamps. She brought oil with her, and when the Lord came, she went in with him to the wedding feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. As we celebrate anew the memorial of the Virgin Saint Scholastica, we pray, O Lord, that following her example, we may serve you with pure love and happily receive what comes from loving you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the book of Genesis. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, 'You shall not eat it or even touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods who know what is good and what is evil." The woman saw the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it, and she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves around and made loincloths for themselves. When they heard the sound of the Lord God moving about in the garden at the breezy time of the day, the man and his wife hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. The word of the Lord. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is he whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man whom the Lord imputes no guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, my guilt I covered not. I said, I confess my faults to the Lord, and you took away the guilt of my sin. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. For this shall every faithful man pray to you in the time of stress. Though deep waters overflow, they shall not reach him. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. You are my shelter. From distress you will preserve me. With glad cries of freedom you will ring me round. Blessed are those. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Open our hearts, O Lord, to listen to the words of your Son. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the memorial feast day of Saint Scholastica, who was the sister of Saint Benedict. They grew up together, and in those days, a woman would stay at home until one of two things happened. Either they got married, which would have usually been an arranged type of marriage, or they went into religious life and became a consecrated virgin. Those were the only two options they really had. And so Scholastica was dedicated to the Lord at a very young age, and she and his brother Benedict were brought up, and they were really brought up in the faith well. Benedict, of course, would go to Rome to study and pursue his own life. Scholastica would remain probably at home for a while, but then eventually we know Scholastica also was able to found and establish a small order of other virgins as well. So she was also a foundress of a religious order, just as her brother would. Some say that she was his twin brother as well. And they were very close together. They were very close spiritually and also biologically. It is said that once a year, Benedict would come to see Scholastica, and they would meet and they would talk about spiritual things. And they would spend that time together reflecting on the mercy of God. They'd have good conversation, grow in holiness. And it was very, very good for each of them. But that was only once a year. Benedict, however, had a rule that one, Scholastica could not come to the monastery, so he had to go out there. The other one was that he had to be back to the monastery by night. And so there was one particular hit. Last time that they met, it is said that he was there. They had a great discussion, and Scholastica asked, because she sensed that her life was coming to an end, she asked if Benedict would please stay longer. Benedict did not want to violate his own rule that he had for the monastery to be back by sundown, and so he refused. It is said then that Scholastica then prayed to the Lord God, who sent a huge rainstorm over the area, and so Benedict couldn't go. He had to stay. And Benedict was taken back by this, and he said, Well, what have you done? God forgive you. And Scholastica said, Well, I asked you for a favor, and you refused. Then I went and I asked the Lord God for that same favor, and he granted it. So it just shows that you can kind of intercede in different ways when you ask for favors. But, you know, the type of life that Scholastica would have lived, my guess is very similar to the life that they live in Denmark. The sisters there, how they devote their life to just a life of prayer, and they don't leave the monastery. They stay, they observe their rule, and they grow in holiness together as a faithful community. The rule that they have is not simply rules, but it's designed to help them get that spiritual perfection that the Lord is calling them to. It's really giving your life over. And to some of us, we may think, how could they do that? That's a real vocation you have to be called for, and that's very true. But we are all called in many ways to be monastics and monks in our hearts. Whether we're men or women, we're called to follow a rule of faith in order to achieve that perfection. And so even though we might not seclude ourselves and go and be supported by a community such as Scholastica, we are still called to grow in that holiness in order to grow in the love of God, but also to avoid sin, to strengthen our hearts, to make them open to the will of God and close them to selfishness. And that's a lifelong battle because it's so important. If we let our guard down, we will sin. And you know how easy it is? It's as easy as it is right here in the book of Genesis. You notice how this happens. The woman is tempted. And the evil one simply makes her feel that, oh, that's not a big deal. Are you? Yeah, you're not going to die if you do that. How many times are we tempted to go off of our course, commit a sin of selfishness of some sort, and we try to justify it? Oh, it's not that bad. I really won't be punished for that. Was God really going to be mad for doing that? And when we get all caught up in that, look at how easy it is to sin and sin very, very badly, to the point that Adam and Eve actually lose their place. They're lost. When you see God coming after them and saying, hey, where are you? That's symbolic that Adam and Eve lost their place that they once had. It now needs to be restored. It's not that God doesn't know where they are. It's just that they've turned away and they need to find their way back again. And of course, that comes through Christ. But we need to learn from this because it's very simple. The evil one is very cunning and he tries to justify our selfish actions so that we turn away from God and lose our place even more. But we know that by growing in faith, by coming to the sacraments, by following our rules of faith in many ways, we can overcome that. We can strengthen our hearts and our spirituality in order to resist those temptations when they come, or at least do a lot better at them. And so let us ask the intercession of Saint Scholastica today for help and strength, that we may always stand as people of virtue, open our hearts to the will of the Lord, that we may give ourselves more completely to him. And we too, just as Scholastica, can reach that perfection in the kingdom of heaven. In peace and in faith, we turn to our Heavenly Father with our prayers. We pray for our Holy Father, priests, and religious, that like Saint Scholastica, they may build up the mystical body of Christ through prayer, sacrifice, and example of their lives. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the church, that its members will take seriously the call to holiness for each one of us. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our government leaders, that they will uphold the commandments of God and the respect for human life and religious freedom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all marriages, that spouses will be faithful in laying down their lives for one another. We pray to the Lord. For all the souls of the faithful departed, that they may rest in peace. And we pray especially for all those who lost their lives in the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. We pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Bishop Oscar Solis of Salt Lake City, Bishop John Durfler of Marquette, and Bishop Robert McClory of Gary, who celebrate their Episcopal anniversaries this weekend in thanksgiving for their service to the church and for whom this Mass is being offered. We pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angels Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your good and loving, you know our needs before we ask. We place our prayers before you today, inspired by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. Let it become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, we become to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. Let it become our spiritual drink. Lord, wash away my iniquities, and of my sins cleanse me. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May we receive, O Lord, we pray, the effects of this offering dedicated to you, so that we may be cleansed of our old earthly ways, and through the example of Blessed Scholastica, be renewed by grace and heavenly life, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the saints who consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, it is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence, by which you call human nature back to its original holiness and bring it to experience on this earth the gifts you promise in the new world to come. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God, this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, pray eternally after us, receive it. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. The five wise virgins brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Then at midnight the cry went up, Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Come out to meet Christ the Lord. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit of fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. 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 Let us pray. May the holy reception of the body and blood of your only begotten Son, O Lord, turn us away from the cares of this fleeting world, so that following the example of Blessed Scholastica, we may grow in sincere love for you on earth and rejoice to behold you for eternity in heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on the Relevant Radio. We hope you'll join us tomorrow at noon Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And go in peace. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. The
prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of a devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the rule of souls. Amen. And the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.